sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7 Air Voice of America sisakaza sise Washington DC. Walambulela ku Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 26 kuNtulikazi 2019 ngusithandekile Mhlanga endabeni zethu lamhlanje. Umphathi ntambo wezokwethekelelwa kwelizwe unkosikazi Prisca Mufumira obotshwe izolo uzalala njalo esitokisini namhla ekhangelelwe ukwaziswa ngesicelo sebheyili kusasa. Ngesikhathi ezinye izakhamizi zakoBulawayo zisithi kuxotshwe amakhansila aleli dolobho kubunjwe ikhomishini ezaphatha intambo sokuvele imbiko ethi isisekelo sombuso asikuvumi lokho.
Kodwa kuliqiniso okuqala ukuthi siyananze ukuthi ama-councillors nxa ekhethwa akhethwa ngabantu kuyindlela yedemokhrasi esiyihloniphayo. Umuntu ukhansila owakhethwayo olokuganga kwakokusegcekeni oyinto engayisiyo loo councillor sitogamileyo kaphume.
Umthethwandaba we-nomination court namhla wamukele amagama abazancintisa kukhetho lokudinga umeli weMangwe loweGlenview South edalele ephalamende oluza kwenziwa mhla ka-7 ngompandula.
Ngiwabhodile uMangwe, amawadi amaningi ngiwafikile ngaba-explainela engifisa khona ukuthi ningabasebenzela kanjani.
Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kuwona lo msakazo. Intambo kahulumende wogatsha lwezokwethekelelwa kwelizwe unkosikazi Prisca Mufumira owetheswa amacala wokusebenzisa imali kahulumende efika phose izigidi ezilikhulu $95 million uzabakwazi kusasa ukuba uzaphiwa na ithuba lokuhlawula imali yesibambiso sebail kumbe ahlale esitokisini okwamalanga angamachumi amabili lanye evalelwe. Intatheli izindaba yethu Gibson Bebe usethulela lolu daba ngugcweleyo eseHarare.
Umufumira obemiswe phambi kukamantshi unkosikazi Munamato Mutebetsi uzalala njalo esitokisini okwelanga lesibili emelele ukuzwa isinqumo sebheyili kusasa ekuseni. Lokhu sokudala imibuzo yokuthi uhulumende engabe sejonge ngempela na ukuqeda inkohlakalo elizweni ngokubopha yingqengubani oyabe edale icala. Kodwa abanye abafana lomnumzana Pascal Madiri bathi kuzafanele uZulu abekezele njalo anikeze ugatha lokucubungula indaba zenkohlakalo olwezakhi isikhathi sokuthi isebenze kuhle kungabi loyisolayo.
Abantu kumele banike izakhi isikhathi sokuthi iyenze uphenyo lwayo kundaba lezi zobugwelegwela. Awumelanga bajahe izakhi kundaba lezi ngoba esikubona ukuthi izakhi le ikhanya ilamazinyo njalo isiqale ngokubopha uminister. So abantu bengabekezela kancane uphenyo lwenzwe. Ngiyabona ukuthi izakhi le ingani ilamazinyo njalo izabamba abaningi. Ngoba sibona ukuthi uminisa sinjani sebotshiwe.
Umufumira iziphathamandla sakuqala ukubotshwa yizakhi ekhokhelwa ngumkamphathi ntambo wezobudlelwane lomanyano emazweni umnumzana Sibusomoyo kusukela ngenyanga edluleyo lapho yanikezwa amandla ukuthi yenelise ukubopha labo abacabangelwa ukuthi kungabe bephula umthetho ungakhathekile ukuthi ngobani. Kusenjalo inhlanganiso ye-Transparency International namhlanje itshengisele phezu obugwelegwele osebuvame kuzisebenzisa ikhansili iHarare ezizamukela imali kuzakhamuzi ezigweleda ikhansili imali yamanzi. Lokhu sekwenze ikhansili iHarare ilahlekelwe imali eningi kakhulu ekade ingancedisa ekuqhubeni umsebenzi wayo kahle. Umkhankaso lo uqhutshwe egcekeni leHarare Gardens namhlanje ekuseni usiyafika emini lapho inhlanganiso ye-Transparency International ibukhuthaza uZulu ukuthi ayekele umkhuba wokudiza izisebenzi zekhansili nxa sizevala amanzi. Lokhu kuze ngesikhathi ikhansili yeHarare iqhuba uhlelo lokuvalela impompi zamanzi izakhamizi eziyikweledayo. Umqondisi wenhlanganiso leyo unkosikazi Mtshaneta Mpunda uthe izakhamizi kufanele zikhulumisane lekhansili ngendlela abangeneza ukuthi babhadale izikweleti zabo.
Sisenza ama-community meeting yethu sadiscover ukuthi kukhona abantu bayabhadala ama bribes anje iste city council engabuya ifuna ukuvala amanzi so sabe sigcina senze campaign yokuthi ama citizens bekwazi khona hayi ukubhadala i bribe leyo anje awuncedi lutho sibakhuthaza ukuthi benze ama payment plan to city council so yinto campaign isilayo thiwa I will pay I will not bribe
umuphunda uqhubeke ethi ubusela kufanele bulwise ngandlela zonke kakhulu ngesikhathi uhulumende ezekhokhela leyo nhloso. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare nginguGibson Bebe.
Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC.
Ngesikhathi ezinye izakhamizi zakobulawayo zisithi kuxotshwe amakhansila aleli dolobho kubunjwe ikhomishini ezaphatha intambo, inhlanganiso yezakhamizi ebulawayo Progressive Residents Association ithi isisekelo sombuso asikuvumeli lokho. Ubathabile Masuku sethulela lolu daba ekobulawayo.
Inhlanganiso yeBupra ibize umhlangano yamema izakhamizi kanye lezethekeli ebezivela kwamanye amadolobho bezobonisana ngendaba yekhomishini osekuthiwa kumele ithathe izikhundla zamakhansila wona axotshwe. Laloba kunjalo, umqondisi weBupra umnumzana Emmanuel Ndlovu uthi isisekelo sombuso asivumeli ukubunjwa kwekhomishini ngoba leli nyathelo liphikisana lokunikezwa umbuso wezabelo omunyethwe isisekelo sombuso idevolution yesilungu. Lokhu kugcizelelwe ligqwetha umnumzana Jabulani Mhlanga othi umthetho we-Urban Councils Act uyavumela ukuxotshwa kwamakhansila lawo ayabe esetheswa amacala bese kusiba lokhetho hathi ukudiliza ikhansili yonke kubunjwe ikhomishini. Umnumzana Ambrose Sibindi, umgcini sihlalo weBupra, uthi bakhangela umthetho lolwazi lokuthi kwamanye amadolobho abake baba lamakhomishina kwahamba njani.
Kodwa kuliqiniso ukuqala ukusiyananzela ukuthi ama-councillors nxa ekhethwa akhethwa ngabantu kuyindlela yedemokrasi esiyihloniphayo. Umuntu ukhansila owakhethwayo olokuganga kwakokusegcekeni oyinto engayisiyo leyo khansila sitogangileyo kaphume. Ngayisephumile uzaba replace ngendlela esemthethweni yama-by-election.
Lanxa isisekelo sombuso sikubeka sobala ukuthi uhulumende akalamandla okufaka ikhomishini ezinye izakhamizi zakobulawayo lokho ezifuna ukuthi ikhomishini ifakwe. Omunye wawo unkosikazi Patricia Chabalala othi ikhomishini yiyo ezaba ngumlamulankunzi kukho konke okukhona ekhansilini.
Mina ngithi ikhomishini ayibe khona iyezaba ngumlamulankunzi phakathi kwaleli bandla elilama-councillors angenzi kahle. Yona ikhomishini yakhona ingafakwa noma ifakwe yizanu PF ngujulayi ngayo ingayilahla sizayithwalisa nzima.
Umnumzana Welshman Mancinyane Ndiweni owake waba ngukhansila entumbane uthi akukhutshwe bona labo abaphambanisayo kwenziwe iphethishini.
Ngoba ikhomishini ezafakwa izabe ipolitical, izabe isihlale phansi ipolitibureau yezanu badiscuss ukuthi ngobani kumele babe ngamakhomishinazi. The best thing okwakhathesi asikhupheni bona labo kumbe banguteni kwezwe ipetition.
Umnumzana Lungani Ndebele uthi bakuzwile ukuthi amakhomishini awasebenzi ngendlela abafuna ngayo kodwa bazimisele ukuthi bazibonele.
After ukuza okuvela kwamanye amadolobho eligoqela iHarare leGweru ama problems esihlangene lawo, yes kuzwile ukuthi khona ama commissions awa performing ngendlela ama residents expecta ngayo.
UZulu uveze ukuphatheka kakhulu ngoba ethi idolobho lakobulawayo alikho ezandleni ezinhle zenkokheli etheswa amacala enkohlakalo. Iningi lithi ikhomishini ingcono kakhulu ukuze kukhitshwe izigilamkhuba ezikhokhelayo. Ingxabangxoza yedolobho lakobulawayo iqale kumaviki amathathu adluleyo ngemva kokuxotshwa kukasibalukhulu wedolobho umnumzana Christopher Dube. Ngimele iStudio 7 yokobulawayo, ngingubathabile Masuku.
Okay.
belikwazi na ukuthi iStudio 7 isikhona ekuseni ngo 6:30 kusukela ngomvulo kusiya ngolwesihlanu. Lalelani indaba ezimqotho ekuseni lantambama kumagagasi ethu athi 909 medium wave ku short wave 4930 6065 15460 la ku 13860 kilohertz.
Umthethwandaba we-nomination court namhla wamukele amagama abazancintisa kukhetho lokudinga ummeli weMangwe lowe-Glenview South edalele ePhalamende oluza kwenziwa mhla ka-7 ngompandula. Abamela izigaba zombili babhubhe ngenyanga edluleyo. Wazancintisa esigabeni seMangwe eMathabeleland South emele ibandla leZANU-PF ngunkosikazi Hlalani Mgoni ongunkosikazi kamoyi owayephethe lesi sikhundla umnumzana obedingwa Mgoni. Ibandla le-MDC lona lizamelwa ngumnumzana Vincent Sihlabo yena otshele untungameli inkomo we-Studio 7 ngemva kokubhalisa i-nomination court namuhla ukuthi ukhangelele ukunqoba.
Ngingathi ngilulungiselele mpela ukhetho lele ngoba ku-harmonized election bengi-contesta njalo. Ngiwabhodile uMangwe amawadi amaningi ngiwafikile ngaba-explainela engifisa khona ukuthi ngingabasebenzela kanjani lokuthi njalo ngicela ukuthi bangithume bona kuhulumende ngibamele ngezikhalazo abalazo. Yikho ngingathi ngilungiselele mpela njalo kuselomsebenzi othile kufanele ngiwenze before ama-elections lawo asikayo i-by-election ngamhla ka-7 September.
Yiziphi lezo nhlupho okhuluma ngazo abantu besigaba sakho ababhekane lazo?
Isigaba seMangwe babankomo sine nhlupho engingazifaka kumakhategori amabili ikakhulu. IMangwe yindawo ewomileyo. Amanzi yiluhlupho lwabantu kakhulu engilubonayo. Amanzi okunatha namanzi ezifuyo. Then i-infrastructure yeMangwe since yachiywa ngombuso we-regime lanamhla lokhu injalo nje. Imigwaqo ayilungiswanga, akula mabhriji. Yikho into ebengikhuluma ngazo ukuthi ngingazama ngamandla wonke ukuthi lezo zinto ibe ngama-priorities ami, ikakhulu amanzi.
Njengoba wancintisa wanqotsha kukhetho olwedluleyo, kukhona yini osokuguqukile obona kungenza unqobe kulolu khetho?
Ye, ngingathi kukhona okutshintshileyo babankomo, ngoba abantu bakithi basuka bagadiswa nje ibhiza elingayindawo ngemva kwekhu eyayenzakalayo. Ngoba abantu basuka baba nethemba ukuthi maybe uzakuba lotshintsho, but instead utshintsho olukhona lusukela abawesi thina besihamba sibatshela ukuthi uSwazi lolu abaphuma kulo obebelitshaya ngoSwazi nje olunomali sebezatshaywa ngoSwazi oluqine ukudlula lokhu. Ngilethemba i-economy liyikhangele le ndlela abantu abaphethe ngayo liyikhangele isiwesi kulale abebekiyo ngesikhathi sikababa uRobert Mugabe. Yikho ngithemba i-economy isibonisile ukuthi la amadoda akhona awesi abawazi lapha abaya khona. Yikho kufuneka abantu abatsha abanjengathi.
Lowo ngumnumzana Vincent Sihlabo omela ibandla le-MDC kukhetho lokudinga ummeli weMangwe edalele ePhalamende oncintisana layo inkosikazi Hlalani Mgoni. Yena uthe ubengeke ekhulume ngoba ubephakathi komango eLupane West. Khona amabandla ancintisayo kukhetho lokudinga ummeli wesigaba lesi ePhalamende aphakathi kokudinga usekelo njalo kusasa umkhokheli we-MDC umnumzana Nelson Chamisa uza kwenza umhlangano omkhulu kulesi sigaba. Kodwa ilunga leZANU-PF umnumzana Believe Gawule uthi i-MDC idlalisa isikhathi ngoba ibandla lakhe lizawuphinda umphehlo ngokunqoba njalo.
Okwakathesi lanxa ngingekho khona ngale, kodwa ama-reports engiwathiyolayo wonke njengoba siyafana nje ngokusa kwamalanga ngokwenzakalayo, kodwa kukhanya umsebenzi uhamba kuhle kakhulu. Nama-reports esiwatholayo akuyakhanya ukuthi umsebenzi uyahamba lanxa nje kulokunye ukubambeka abathile emisebenzi eminingi, kodwa abanye yenza umsebenzi omuhle kakhulu. Umsebenzi uyahamba sibili, uyatshengisa ukuthi kuyakhombisa ukuhlisa ukuthi i-constituency lena kayilahlekanga, izabuyela njalo endaweni yayo.
Kodwa nxa sikhangela ukudilika komnotho, galiboni yini ukuthi abantu bengalihlamukela besithi selehlulekile ukulungisisa umnotho mhlawumbe bavotele amanye amabandla?
Konoko ke ngicela uNkulunkulu asigcine siphila kuze kufike ke umhla ka-3 ubone ukuthi akukho ebantwini konoko. Impumela yakhona izakhombisa konoko kulokuthula, gangasa kulokuthula, akulamsindo, wonke umuntu ukhululekile ukuthi akagangasele. Ngakho ke asilindeni sibone impendulo, impumela ezaphuma izatshengisa njalo iyakhombisa ukuthi iZANU-PF iyenzani njalo abantu bayibamba njani.
Ngitsho laseMangwe kanye laseGlenview South ubona linqoba.
Kakhulu iphekiwe yavuka imbiza esokuseleke ukuthi sichakulule kuphela.
Lo ngumnumzana Belief Gawule, ilunga lebandla leZANU-PF, ubexoxa icingweni lontungameli Nkomo weStudio 7 esecholocho. Live talk namuhla sixoxa ngemizamo kahulumende eyokulwisana lamacala enkohlakalo i-corruption kulandela ukubotshwa kukamphathintambo wezokwethekelelwa kwelizwe unkosikazi Prisca Mufumira othiwa wachaphaza imali efika phose izigidi eziyinkulungwane i-$95 million. Thumelani i-text message kunombolo ezithi 0012024650318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene kuhlela. Yesikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafichane. Sokuqhamuke ukufuthelana phakathi kwelemelika lele Sweden, kulandela ukungenela kukamongameli Donald Trump, kudaba lokubotshwa komhlabeleli womculo we-rap welemelika, u-Asap Rocky owabotshwa wele Sweden. Ele Iran lidubule isikhali sohlobo lwe-medium range missile, njengendlela yokusilolonga kusehlakalo esikhwezelwe kufuthelana okukhona phakathi kwelizwe leli lamanye amazwe angentshonalanga kwisigaba se-Persian Gulf. Isizalwane seZimbabwe umnumzana Tsikamayi Francis Bere obekuhlelo lwabasakhulayo olukahulumende welemelika olweMandela Washington Fellowship ngomnyaka ka-2017 njalo olwela amalungelo oluntu usethole isicoco sabasakhulayo esithiwa Young Leaders Award, sona esilenjongo yokuthakazelela imisebenzi yabatsha abakumsebenzi wokulwela amalungelo oluntu. Asizweni amazwi kaBere ekhuluma leStudio 7 ngalesi isicoco.
I found this award to be giving me a lot of encouragement for myself but also for the people that I work with.
Ukuthola umklomelo lo kuyanginikeza inkuthazo. Kuyaveza ukuthi bakhona abantu abaphila emazweni abathakazelela umsebenzi esiwenzayo kwela Afrika. Umklomelo lo ungaphansi kwesihloko esithi Young Leaders Award. Njengomuntu ongisakhulayo, ukuthola umklomelo lo kuyangitshengisa ukuthi bakhona abantu abathakazelela ubukhokheli kwabantu abasakhulayo. Kuyathakazelela umsebenzi esiwenzayo njengabatsha kwele Afrika.
What young people are doing, not only myself, but young people across the continent.
Lo ngumnumzana Tsikamayi Francis Bere ongosakhulayo othole isicoco se-Young Leaders Award. Ube xoxa ke sixoxela ise-Washington DC. Kule midlalo yenguqu emithathu ebimele idlalwe kulimpelaviki edluliselwe phambili kusigaba se-Castleleger Premier Soccer League. Njengoba kulamaqembo alabadlali abaningi abahambe leqembu lesizwe lama Warriors kwele Mauritius. Intatheli izindaba yethu ezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Imidlalo edluliselwe phambili ngabalisa umdlalo obekumele ube phakathi kweqembu le-Highlanders lelebulawe ye-Chiefs owe-Chicken Inn lele-Herentals kanye lomdlalo obekumele ube phakathi kweqembu le-Triangle leyada. Iqembu le-Highlanders labadlali abane kuqembu lama-Warriors elizadlala lile Mauritius kuhlandla lakuqala elesigaba sakuqala esomncintiswano we-African Nations Championship kumbe i-CHAN ngamafitshane. Amaqembu athele Chicken Inn kanye leleyada wona labadlali abathathu kuqembu lesizwe. Emidlalweni ezadlalwa kusasa kuviki yechumi lesithupha, iqembu le-Chapungu lizadlala lele Manyika Diamonds ngasemandaba. Iqembu le-Black Rhinos lizadlala lele FC Platinum ngase-National Sports Stadium, kuthi iqembu le-Dynamos lizadibana lele Harare City ngase-Rufaro. ngensonto iqembu leMshwane Stars izadlala lele ZPC Kariba ngase Trojan Mine. Iqembu leCapes United lizanqilana lele ngezi Platinum Stars ngase National Sports Stadium kuthi iqembu leWange lizemukela eTel 1 ngase Colliery. Sikhangele ibhola lokuqaga. Umphathi ntambo wezemidlalo uKirsty Coventry usethembise iqembu ebelimele ilizwe emidlalweni yezizwe zomhlaba ukuba ngemva kwamaviki amabili lizathola imivuzo evela kuhulumende njengesibongo sokuba lidlale kuhle kumncintiswano wokudinga intshantshu zomhlaba jikelele.
Went out there and represented the country extremely well. I would like to share with you all that
lisenze sazigqaja ngokuba izizalwane zaseZimbabwe ngokuyamela ilizwe ngendlela ebukekayo. Ngithanda ukulazisa ukuba njengohulumende siphezu kokulilungisela isibongo elingasithola ngemva kwamaviki amabili kuyindlela yokulibonga ngokusebenza gadalala elikwenzileyo.
Iqembu leZimbabwe liphushelise endaweni yethoba mnembili phakathi kwamaqembu alitshumi lesithupha angene kumncintiswano oqhutshwe ensukwini ezisanda kwedlula oweVitality Netball World Cup. Bekungokwakuqala ukuba iqembu elimela ilizwe leZimbabwe liphatheke kuleli zinga lemidlalo yebhola lokuqaga, njalo abaningi abalandela ezemidlalo bebengakhangelelanga ukuba lingadlala ngendlela elidlale ngayo, njalo bebecabanga ukuthi liza kuba ngumthatshuzwa njengoba belilungiselele ngendlela engacacanga. Sikhangele umdlalo kakhilikithi. Amaqembu athele Pagers kanye lele Tigers yiwaza kuba ngabaqali besiziba kusasa ekuqaleni kwemidlalo yalonyaka eSpar Bonza 2020 Cricket League. Lo mdlalo ukhangelelwe ukuqala sokugamenxa ihola lesikhombisa ekuseni, njalo uzalendelwa ngoza kuba phakathi kweqembu leHawks lona elizadibana lele Sabres, ikanti umdlalo wesithathu uza kuba phakathi kweBlazers kanye leRaptors. Ngensonto umdlalo wokuqala uza kuba phakathi kweqembu leSabres kanye leBlazers, kuthi owesibili uzadlalwa phakathi kweTigers kanye leHawks, kuthi owesithathu wona uza kuba phakathi kweqembu leRaptors kanye leBlazers. Yonke le midlalo iqhutshelwa endaweni yeOld Mutual Heathstreek Multisport Academy. Ngimele Studio 7 ngobulawayo nguJoseph Njanji.
Was a Friday, my sweetie. Was a Friday, ilambalengomi.
Uhlelo Was a Friday namhlanje silabaculi bomdumo kaMaskandi abeqembu elizibiza ngokuthi Macwebezela, lona elikhokhelwa nguVuyani Golide. Amalunga leli qembu izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezisebenzela kwele South Africa. Asizweni bexoxa lentathelo izindaba yeStudio 7 uEzra Chisasibanda.
Umdumo kaMaskandi uthakazelelwa ngabantu abaningi kakhulu eMzantsi Afrika. Oyikho kwenza abaculi abaningi abadabuka kwele Zimbabwe behlala eGoli labo bangene kulumculo. Uvuyani Golide ukokhela uMacwebezela.
Igama lami nguVuyani ngwakoChuma, zalwa eZimbabwe kobulawayo ePlumtree. Ngifunde khona esilima ngakhulela khona, kwathi ke ngo-2009 ngakhuphuka ngaze eGoli, okuyikho lapho engenza khona umculo wami noma engihlabelela ngikhona. Ngihlabela nje ngiseGoli njengamanje.
OkaGolitshe uthi ezokucula zisegazini njalo ngezomdeni wakhe.
Umuntu wayengenza ngathanda ukuhlabelela mina umalume wami okuwutshwala benyoni engaqala ngagida kuye kuze kube yimanje, kodwa ngisasebenzisana naye. UMaskandi ngumculo engikhule ngawo, engiwuthanda kakhulu, engikhule kubana ukhuluma ngesintu kakhulu, ugxile esintwini, owemukele kahle kakhulu umculo wami.
Idlalade leli limumethe uluju kuphela. Lilenye njalo ingoma ekhuluma ngombhuqazwe owekhukhura hundi, njalo selitholakala ezitolo.
Isitila Macwebezela liyatholakala ngemali engango 50 rand uma ungabe use South Africa. Uyafonela kule number 074 357 4156. noma uWhatsApp lapho oZimbabwe eBotswana noma uliphilizwe nawe unemvumo ya WhatsApp lapho sina indlela yokuthi ifinyelele kuwe.
Singakagqibi uhlelo lwethu lweHoza Friday, mlayezo bani owutshiyela uZulu.
Abaqhubeke nje besithande, besixhase, besithengele umculo wethu. Sizoqhubeka sibenzele okuhle futhi ukuzobajabulisa. Noma ungene kugroup kuFacebook lapha uzothosearch amacwebezela. Uzothola lapho ke, uzothola lapho ukuthi ukwazi ukuzidownloadela lona i-CD, udownload nje ingoma oyifunayo. Izobe selitholakala nje kuleli liviki elinqalayo. I-CD lethu siyabonga kakhulu.
Abaculi abaningi baseZimbabwe ngodubo lokungatholi inzuzo ephilisayo ekhaya. Sebenyuka abawela ngoludela bangena eGoli ukuthi bapheke imculo yabo. Kuleveke bese logolide weqembu lemacwebezela. Kuhlelo hoza! Woza Friday, ingoma zabo zomdumo kamasikandi ezitshaywa ngobunono obukhulu. Ibe lempela sonto elijukela igama lami ngu-Ezra Jesus Band.
Belimbele mangena nayiwanga yashalana stepe kwetule bhanga lemale bomvu injo bomvu slime sentamba umsala zabiyo zenda zemshindula bebu kumakhale baleka njengempangene bonqumbo umsila wegunda uking deve nitinghamba nayo golide madoda ngihlalele yokumacobezela ngibhala ufo lukhona njalo ukhozo lomnyama madoda siyayidingida nje lengoma bafana siyayicwaninga siyayibuka nje ukuthi ngempela kahle kahle lengoma injalo manje. Nimemeza phakathi nje bomvu studio record awusuka nimadoda we bafana siyahlanganisa golide mi.
Umculo ke olo kamaskandi liqembe lizwiza ngokuthi macwebezela lona ke likhokhelwa nguVuyani Golide izizalwana zeZimbabwe ezisebenzela kwele South Africa bebelo Ezra Jesus Banda kuhlelo Woza Friday. Ayike silugqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje olivalelisayo ngusithandekile Mhlanga ngikhona pha eWashington DC.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.